How do you do, Mr. Skittles?
How are you? We have free films and what London.
Just a moment, sir. Of the angry young man.
Oh, look. Yes, we're angry. All our pictures are angry, and we're very angry when our pictures don't make money, and we're angry. Yes.
I see.
That's right. We've done free pictures and of all our pictures.
By the way, how old are you, sir?
I'm 14, 7, and 2. That's 23. I'm 23.
Why do you say it that way?
Well, because I said we count our money, you know, 14, 7, 3, 2, 2 tuppence, 4, yes.
I didn't know you did age the same way.
Oh, yes. We count our ages that way.
2, 3, yes.
Yes, we count our ages that way, too, yes.
I see. You're entering your film in competition here. Which film are you entering?
We're entering Sunday night and Saturday morning.
Well, just a moment, sir. I think that's a picture was made 2 years ago.
Now you're thinking of Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Well, what's the
difference? Our picture is Sunday night and Saturday morning. There's a big difference. There's a week difference in that.
I see.
Yes.
And is this film...
This film is going to make a bunch of money, and I think I'm going to go to school, learn how to talk and everything after this film. Yes.
I hope so.
Yes.
How do you feel about Fettuccini's work?
I would give up being a director if I could work in one of his films.
Why? Do you want to learn from him?
No, he has all those orgies and rapes. I'd love to be in that film. Just act in that film for a half hour. That would be wonderful, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Skittles.
Yes, Tippy Skittles, jump for KCVB. Yes, wonderful working with you.
Thank
right.
you, sir.
Did I spit on you?
No, right.
Sorry, right.
Right. New and exciting book has just come upon the market. It's entitled Hey Fatso. And it's a book on diet, and it was written by Dr. Felix, how do you pronounce that? Weird?
Queer. There's an H in there.
Oh.
Queer.
Dr. Felix?
Yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Weird.
Be sure
Weird.
To hit the H, otherwise they think I'm some kind of a kook.
I see. Dr. Weird.
Yes.
Now, this Queer. Book, Hey Fatso, I guess you're calling all the fat people in the world.
Yes, it's a very arresting title. We feel it's arresting.
Why do you feel that?
Because I was arrested for using it.
Why were you arrested?
Well, Irving Stone...
Do you mean the author of
yes.
Agony and the Ecstasy?
That wasn't the original title of it.
What was?
The Michelangelo's story was originally entitled, Hey Fatso. And
he didn't want you to use it.
Yes, we went to court about it, and then I convinced Irving that that was a ludicrous title for Michelangelo.
Yes, it makes more
Although,
sense.
Although Michelangelo was a fat horse. He really was.
Really?
Oh, yes.
All the self-portraits
sure,
I've ever seen.
Sure, they had some pulleys up there in the Sistine Chapel. Hold on.
Just a moment, sir.
Sure.
Just a moment.
He was pretty fat.
Just a moment. I think you're joshing me because I have seen self-portraits of Michelangelo.
Oh, they paint themselves nice and skinny.
I see.
Sure.
Well,
they don't.
Your book, I know, is selling. Is selling.
Oh, yes.
Now,
it certainly is.
What do doctors say?
Doctors usually say $25, please.
No.
What do you mean?
I mean about your about the work, about your book.
They've been very hostile to the book.
They've been writing against your book.
Extremely hostile to the book.
They write and talk about the book.
No, more than that. They've tried to run me over. Yes.
Now, just a moment.
Oh, I see the MD plates on their cars as they speed away in the night.
You mean they really don't
yes.
like what you've written?
Oh, they're
here.
Terrible people.
You have a chapter here, sir. Entitled, Your Mate Controls Your Weight. Would you explain that?
Well, that's quite true. I think it's self-explanatory, but I will
it
delve into
really.
It if you want me to.
Yes, it isn't self-explanatory. You
well,
mean if you're happy, you gain weight?
Yes. No, not at all. Au contraire, my dear fair. No. as far as controlling weight is concerned, let's say you have a bulldog for a wife. Now, you're going to keep your nose in your mashed potatoes at dinner, and you're going to eat your string beans, and you're not really going to pay too much attention to her.
You don't want to look up.
Let's say you're married to one of them Lolitas, you know.
Yes.
One of those 16-year-olders or something. If you've got the guts to do it, I never have. I'll follow them for a block or two, and then that's it. You know, that's about the end of it.
But if
you get a beautiful young wife there, and let's say she wears a bikini at dinner time, you know, you're not going to look at your Jell-O, are you? Of course not. You're going to look at her Jell-O if you got any guts.
I see. So a pretty wife will keep you from eating, in other words.
Oh, make certain months.
Yes, sir. Now,
yes.
What do you think is the single biggest cause of overweight?
Undershirts.
Now, how do you figure that, sir?
Well, you sit in one of those summer undershirts, and you just feel like drinking beer, don't you? Right? And you drink beer, and after a while, you begin humming a Polish song, don't you? So That's what you sit on a fire
If you're
step.
Polish, you might.
Yeah, even if you're not Polish, the beer in the undershirt leads you to a Polish chant of some kind.
And I see, and that well-being makes you eat more.
Yes, certainly.
Sir, are fish good?
Well, to my knowledge, fish are good. They've never caused a war. Oh, they're all right. They're fine. I wouldn't want to live with one, but I think they're good.
It has been said that fish is a brain food.
Oh, that's a fallacy. That's a fallacy. However, brains are a good fish food. That's a trick.
How do you know that?
I have tropical fish, and if I can, I try to get them tropical brains. Yes.
You have another chapter here. Listen to your vegetables.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what do you mean by that? Listen to your vegetables. They will tell you how to eat them.
Yes, your vegetables do tell you how to eat them. Take broccoli, for instance. Broccoli tells you how to eat it.
How?
You brock off a little piece and you eat it. See?
Yes.
Very simple.
What other vegetables?
You eat broccoli in little pieces.
Yes, what other vegetables?
Well, succotash. Succotash tells you how to eat it. First you suck it, then you tash it. See?
I see.
Don't tash it.
You know, it has been stated that some people dig their graves with their teeth.
Yes, but only very, very poor people.
Sir, obesity, would you say that is controlled by a glandular condition, overeating, or emotional disturbance?
Well, it can be all three.
I imagine so.
It can be the first aforementioned and none of the latter two. It can be the middle one you mentioned and not the ends. Or it can just be the last one and not the first two that you mentioned. It can be all three, and then another that you never mentioned. It could be any two of them. Or just one.
But you can't do it.
Or it could be all three. Usually, if you sit down and eat like a fool, you'll get fat. That's what it is.
I see. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.